Do you want to take it to the next level? Then you've got to get down. And no better place to get down than with MyBookie. Trust me, they are the best bet this season. They've been in business for years. They have great reviews online, and their mobile site is very easy to navigate. Lay down some cash, win big right now. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. This is why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. And they have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code Rome to activate that offer. A dollar for dollar match on your deposit? That is some serious ROI before you even hit the digital window. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. Do not forget to use the promo code Rome when creating your account to get that bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. What's cracking? How's your Wednesday? So far, so good. In fact, I'd say mine's great. We go into our second hour. Nice to have you here. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you might be. Here would be Southern California, specifically the Quicken Loans Studios. Quicken Loans, mortgage confidently with Quicken Loans. All right, coming up this hour, Major Applewhite, the head coach of the Houston Cougars. He'll be by in about 35 minutes from right now. Next hour, Seth Littrell, North Texas head football coach. We already had Carson Palmer on. Very disappointed in you, clones. I can't believe it took an entire hour for me to get to this, but I knew it was coming. At Angels Fan 1522 tweets, hey, who's the new guy on the XR4TI? Are you making Hawk train his replacement? No, there is a new guy on the XR4TI. Remember Austin Huff left several weeks, a couple of months back, in fact. And we've been looking to replace him, and we found him. The new guy, if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, there he is. They're zooming in. The new guy here is Ross from Friends. Well, at least that's what one of you clones said. No, it's not Ross. It is the new Dallas, and it's Robert Dasmati. Robert, welcome to the team, bro. Welcome to the team, bro, and have fun with the clones and all their stupid Ross from Friends crackbacks. You're now officially one of the team. All right, so the XR4TI has got a brand new member, Robert Dasmati. Great background. Happy to have him. Great energy. He's got some good ideas. He looks like Ross from Friends. We've got this thing. And no, he is not Hawk's replacement. Do you really think that Hawk would bring in a replacement to train? His own replacement. Speaking of Hawk, man, some of your tweets at this guy last night. I'm just going to leave it right there. Just some of your tweets at this guy last night. All right, next. Ed Wells in the 360 tweets. Let's be real. That's a pixie stick camouflaged as a pencil behind Matt Patricia's ear. Now, I'm pretty sure that's a number two Ticonderoga. Dude, pixie sticks. What a great product that was. Pixie sticks. Why not just open up your throat and eat sugar? I mean, that's what that is. Do any of you eat spoonfuls of sugar? A mouthful of sugar? That's what a pixie stick is. We used to eat those things when we were kids. Hey, can I have a tube of sugar? Not sugar in your coffee, not even sugar on your cereal, just straight sugar. Multicolored sugar. Artificially colored sugar. Awesome times. All right, then. 1-800-636-8686. Haven't taken a telephone call yet. I've gotten lots of phone calls. Just none of them are good. That's why they're not on the air. This is why we hit this thing so hard every single day. We don't need to take the bad phone calls. You may think that you hear bad calls on this show. You have no idea how many horrible calls we turn away just to get a bad call on once in a while. In the meantime, more of me and less of you makes sense for the program. It's now Wednesday of week two in the NFL. Still no Le'Veon Bell at the Steelers facilities. That according to Adam Schefter earlier this morning. And not only is Lev not at the facility in the Berg, my man's not even on the depth chart anymore. First string, James Conner. Second string, Jalen Samuels. Third string, Stephen Ridley. No string, Le'Veon Bell. The team updated that info yesterday. So what does that mean? Is the team looking to send Le'Veon Bell a message? What's it all mean? Or does it really mean nothing at all? I mean, why would you even list a guy on a depth chart who's not even under contract to play? Lev is not on that chart for the same reason I'm not on that chart. Neither one of us have a contract with the Steelers. Well, he's got a tender. He just hasn't signed it. Listen, in terms of what does this mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that Bell is dead to them, even if he's acting like they're dead to him. So he's not on the team, or he's not even on the depth chart. So where the hell is Le'Veon Bell? In the club, of course. And we know he's there because TMZ found him there, of course. TMZ reported last night, with photos and all, that Lev was in Miami Monday night. Not in Pittsburgh, not the facility, but in Miami at Rockwell, partying into early Tuesday morning. And if the offensive line was already pissed enough to start counting this dude's money to the media a week ago, something you never do. You never, ever count another man's money, and they couldn't wait to do it. If they were already that bent, how bent do you think they must be right now to see this cat at the club during his holdout when they're coming off an embarrassing tie to the Browns? His teammates are grinding their asses off in the facility, and Lev is grinding on something else, allegedly, in the club. Being in the club midweek during the season is not a good look. The optics are not good. Then again, my man is technically unemployed. My man is still on summer vacation. So don't expect his teammates to understand that, but don't expect him to come anywhere near that facility. They won't, and he won't, because he's not on the chart. He's in the club. Dude is not in the gym. He's in the club. My man's not in the dark room. He's in the club. He's not at the negotiating table because he's in the club. And you could tell that his teammates, you could tell how much they don't like him right now by how much they love James Conner on Sunday. And I know why they like Conner. Conner's a good dude and a good story. And most of all, he's the guy who's there. And he played well. But as good as Conner is, and as well as he played Sunday, he's still not Le'Veon Bell. And they still couldn't beat the Browns, who they generally own. And now they've got to deal with the Chiefs, who are loaded. And Bell is still not with them because he's in the club. And he's not blinking. Not blinking, but in the club. Not making it rain in the club, but lighting more than $855,000 on fire in the club. And if he's doing that, my man must really think that he's going to get all that money back that he's losing right now next year. If you're a running back and the lifespan and the shelf life of a running back is not that long, there's no way you're lighting $855,000 on fire every single week unless you think you're going to get that money back next year when you're a free agent. Thing is, nobody knows, but I'm not sure he's going to get that money back. Not when you see what David Johnson signed for. Not when you see Le'Veon Bell's age. And not when you see how he's handling this situation right now and how his teammates are reacting to him. Again, at this point, I don't see anybody winning. Nobody. Except maybe James Conner. The Steelers aren't because they don't have one of their best players. Bell is not because he does not have his money and both sides are digging in. And it's becoming less of a standoff and more of a stalemate. Lev's not blinking, he's partying. But it's a one-man party. Because the 52 other guys and a bunch of coaches are at work and he's at the club. Generally, I would say this. Generally, I would say he'll get paid or he'll get traded. But in this case, it doesn't look like either one of those things is going to happen. Now it's just a matter of whether or not this guy's willing to swallow his pride and report. I mean, sure. It would be acknowledging defeat. Sure, it would not be a good look. Sure, he'd be out $855,000. Not a good look, but still a better look than sitting in the club and torching nearly $900 a week while your extended family is busting its ass doing work. Most importantly, I'm all for these guys getting as much as they can, whenever they can, and doing whatever they have to do to get it, except in his case, because it does not look like that plan's working. In this case, holding out is not going to get him paid. Only come to work will. But he has to leave the club in order to do that. So no sooner than they tied, he jumped on social to troll them. And then after he did that, he went to the club. This is not going very well, is it? For anybody except James Conner. And even he's about the team. And they couldn't beat Cleveland. 1-800-636-8686. Steeler fans, where do you come out? Should he get his butt back to the facility, get himself back on the depth chart, and do work? Or should they pay him? Because you know your team's not going to pay him. That's not what they do there. You can handle this a couple of different ways. You can go Chuck Gruden and just trade him. They're not doing that. You can go like the Rams and just pay him. They're not doing that. He could go like Odell Beckham and come in, do some work, and show that you are a leader. He's not doing that. Nobody's winning here except the club and Conner. Hey, Rome, the Steelers removed Bell from the depth chart. Did they also change their relationship status with him on Facebook to "it's complicated"? That's good. That's fine. That's easy. That was simple. That was well done. I like that. Derek in Green Bay, Wisconsin, coming through big for me again. And Mike in Toledo tweets, "Why eat spoonfuls of sugar when you can snort them?" Sincerely, Nose Dustin Johnson.
Okay.
Nose Dustin. I know exactly what you're thinking. I understand the mindset of a clone. All right, Rome. All right. Is that how it is? Is that how it is? We're not talking about the Beatles. How about we talk about, quote, Nose Dustin? You mean Dustin Johnson. I may even have a take on that. I do not have a take on John and Paul and George and the fellas and Ringo. Don't have a take on those guys, but I do have a take on Dustin, which I may get to a little bit later on. Hey, Hawk, stop bringing me crap. That's all we're getting. So don't bring me anything. I said, stop bringing me crap. He said, I can't. That's all we're getting. As he gleefully glides out of the studio with a stupid grin on his face. Come on, Hawk. I can tell by your whole vibe that you really like what you just gave me. So let's find out. Hey, Rome. People need to stop overreacting to 1 week. Matt Patricia deserves a chance to redeem himself after that week one disaster. Thanks, Nate Peterman and his techno hype video. Right now, what that was a royalty-free techno hype video. That sounds good. Bill Social dropped that hype video, that royalty-free hype video. And my man went out there and messed the bed and lost his job. You know how bad you have to be for them not to run you back out there, knowing the kind of punishment that Josh Allen might take? You know how bad you'd have to be if you were Nate Peterman? But then they remember what happened last time they ran him out against the Chargers. He got intercepted 5 times in one half. What's worse, getting intercepted 5 times in one half, or last week not getting a single first down and having a QBR of 0.0 in one half? Tie for last. War Chargers security guard listening to Let It Be on repeat. Matt in Vancouver. So that's the stupid grin that you had, Hawk. Listen, I know y'all don't care what you tweet me, but do you like me? Do you like having me on the air? Then stop doing that. I work for CBS. CBS. CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Network. Tiffany of Broadcasting, that company. Stop, Alvin, stop. When I made the move from ESPN to CBS, I got the question quite a bit. Like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? And I said, because when CBS offers you a job, the answer is yes. Like CBS calls up, and before they even get into what it is, I'm, yes. Hey, Rome, listen, we have this idea. Would you, yes. When CBS calls, you say yes. I know who I work for. Stop sending me that crap. I like it here. I want to stay here as long as I can. And I'm not going to be able to if you send me things like war charge of security guard listening to Let It Be on repeat. And you, Matt, especially. If you're the kind of guy sending me that kind of thing, you're a smack-off guy. Act like it. I mean, granted, you finished out of the top 10 and you were disappointing. But you are a smack-off invitee. You're a smack-off participant. You're a smack-off guy. Act like it. I expect these other boneheads not to do so. You, I'm holding you to a different standard, bro. You're a smack-off dude. Act like it. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about them. It's got nothing to do with anything. Now, here's what we are talking about. We're not talking about the Beatles. We are talking about Matt Patricia. We are talking about Le'Veon Bell. We will talk about Hugh Freeze. We may talk about Dustin Johnson. We will talk about the Buffalo Bills. We will talk about Edwin Encarnacion. We might talk about the Seattle Mariners and Felix. We may talk about Corey Coleman falling forward. We're not talking about the Beatles. Am I clear? Crystal, Rome. Good. Major Applewhite coming up later on this hour. Seth Littrell next hour. And Ep 50, the Jim Rome podcast, dropping later on today. My childhood hero will be in studio, Ron Say. In sports, there are smart moves and some not so smart moves, like getting to practice on time. That'd be smart. Parking in the owner's spot, not smart. The same is true when you're hiring. There are smart ways and not so smart ways to get things done, like job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes, not smart. Posting a job on ZipRecruiter and letting them find the right candidates for you, extremely smart. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast, which is why it's rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with at least 1,000 reviews. And right now, you clones can try this service. It's an amazing service, and you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Rome. Free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ROME. If you're looking for a smart way to find the right talent for your team, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Rome. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Hey, there's Ross. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, I don't know if you know this or not, but we have a simulcast. The radio show is also a TV show, and the TV show is on CBS Sports Network. Could not be more proud of it. So if you're listening to the radio program, you wouldn't even know it's on TV. If you're watching on TV, then you're getting a really good product. And it's made the radio show better, but if you're not watching on TV, you should be. But if you're not, I understand, maybe you're at work. The radio show sounds the same as it ever did, except better. And it's a simulcast. In other words, you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know. But if you are watching, I want to make clear to you, we have a new member of the XR4TI, and it's Ross from Friends. It's amazing. This guy used to make like $1 million an episode, and now he's working for like $50 a week working here. It's so awesome, Ross. I had no idea you like sports that much. Except it's not Ross. It's Robert. All right, I've got a Hugh Freeze update for you in 1 minute. Quickly, you know I love this job. You know I love this job because I roll in here every single day, crack open a mic, talk a little junk, interview some athletes, check you clones, and I make a pretty good living. And I think I make it look pretty easy, but it's not as easy as it looks. There's some prep involved. And part of my prep is getting a good night of sleep. And the reason I get a good night of sleep is I don't snore, nor does my wife, nor do my kids, nor do the cats. It's a snore-free home. Nobody snores where I live. But the same is not to be said for a lot of you. If you're snoring, you're not sleeping. You need a Zyppa. Zyppa, ZYPPAH.com. What that is Happy Z spelled backwards. And if you wake up in the morning, you didn't sleep at night, you're going to have a bad day. I sleep every single night, so I always have good days. If that's not the case for you, hit it with a Zyppa, ZYPPAH. Again, Happy Z spelled backwards. Go to ZYPPAH.com. Make sure that you and everybody you know gets a good night of rest so you wake up feeling refreshed, so you're not snoring. Happy Z, spelled backwards. Go to Zyppa.com, ZYPPAH.com. There's a reason why I mention that product every single day. It's because it works. All right, so it's been a minute since we talked about Hugh Freeze. And if it's been a minute, that probably means that Hugh Freeze was laying low in an attempt to rehabilitate that image. But he did resurface at the Little Rock Touchdown Club on Monday night. And he talked about life, and he took some questions. One of the questions was about the fact that he does not have a job and whether or not somebody or something was behind the fact that he still does not have a job.
I think that this past year there were several schools that showed great interest in me, and for whatever reason, they all ended the same way. I think that's probably a question that's better asked for people that had discussions in regards to my employment. So it'd probably be unfair for me to speculate on that. But, I think the climate in America the last year probably affects a lot of administrators' decision-making.
That's incredible. The climate in America affects a lot of administrators' decision-making. That's some word salad right there. That's some word salad right there. An interesting word salad of an answer. The money quote, though, I think the climate in America the last year probably affects a lot of administrators' decision-making. Yeah, hell yes. Finally somebody said it. Somebody finally had the guts to stand up and say the truth. He's not dancing around that issue. He's willing to come right out and say it. It's about damn time. Leave it to a dude named Hugh Freeze to give you some stone-cold facts. The climate in America is preventing Hugh Freeze from getting another job. It's got nothing to do with the fact that the last time anybody heard the name Hugh Freeze, it was when he was getting run out of Oxford for calling sex workers on his cell phone. Sorry, I misspoke. It's not entirely accurate to say that he was calling sex workers on his cell phone. What is accurate is he was calling sex workers on his school-issued cell phone. And when asked about that, he told Yahoo that he accidentally misdialed the number. Quote, "I've got no idea, to be honest. I was in an 813 area code, and that was a 313 number. I think that might have been a misdial. I don't think there was even a conversation. There's nothing to it," end quote. So it's not just that he was calling sex workers or that he was calling sex workers from a school-issued phone. This dude actually had the stones to say that he had the wrong number. You know, the old accidentally called a hooker excuse. I mean, who listening to this show right now hasn't accidentally called an escort service? You know, once or 10 times. It happens. It happens to us all.
It happens to us all.
Yeah, see it working, Hugh. I could see how that could happen. I guess. Once. Sort of. Not really. Not a chance in hell. And especially since it was not a one-off. Because according to the Wall Street Journal, quote, "The university's investigation uncovered calls of similar nature over the course of several years, often matching up with travel logs showing the coach's use of the school plane. The school said it examined his travel logs from peak recruiting times, often November, December, and January, when Freeze would travel out of state using the school plane and other public resources," end quote. So, he wasn't just using a school-issued cell to call sex workers. He was using a school-issued plane to travel to get with sex workers. While other coaches were recruiting players, Hugh was recruiting sex. I mean, I gotta tell you, every so often, you just gotta take a step back and applaud the audacity. I mean, if you're gonna set fire to your career, don't just dump a little lighter fluid and flick a blue tip. Man, dump the whole freaking drum of gasoline on it and hit it with a blowtorch, a flamethrower. But despite that disastrous end in Oxford, Hugh is still wondering why he doesn't have a job.
I'm honored that some coaches in this league know me for who I am and felt like, man, we need to go after this guy. And hate it didn't work out, and at the time was kind of angry or wondering what the heck's going on.
You're wondering what the heck's going on. Seriously, you don't know what the heck is going on. You don't know why nobody's hiring you. Did you black out and erase what happened? Do you not remember the last year and a half or so? Dude, you lost your job because you were calling sex workers for years and lied about it. And now somehow you've convinced yourself that the reason you can't get a job is not because you were chasing escorts, but because it's, quote, the climate in America.
Climate in America.
Like the world has suddenly become so politically correct that a guy who uses a school phone to call sex workers and a school plane to fly to get with them cannot get a job right now. Man, I hate it when that happens. Just like I really hate the PC police. Man, you can't even use your school-issued phone to get with escorts and then lie about it anymore. The hell is this world coming to? Now, why is everybody so sensitive these days? Back in the day, you could take a school plane on a recruiting trip, and after visiting a recruit in his living room, you could spend time in an escort's bedroom. That's how it was. Back then, that's how it should be. I mean, is that your argument, Hugh? Because let me just throw the idea out there, and we can see if there's anything to it. But maybe you not having a job is not about the climate in America, but the fact that schools and a conference do not want to hire a guy who will use their phones and their planes to get with sex workers. Maybe schools don't want a coach using school money and school resources on sex. Maybe the SEC commissioner does not want to have to answer questions about why a guy's back in the conference a few months after a scandal like that. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's the thing. Nah, you're right. It's probably all about the climate in America. And it's got nothing to do with you trying to get with escorts on company time, on the school's dime. Whatever works for you. And no, we don't have to go ask the people who won't hire you why they won't hire you. We already know. It's not the nation. It's not the climate. It's the escorts. It's the escorts. It's definitely the escorts.
What the heck's going on?
EJ Shockley tweets, "Hey, Hugh. Due to global warming and the climate."
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The long, tough road to Super Bowl 53 on CBS continues with a tremendous doubleheader. Kansas City going up against Pittsburgh. Then it's a rematch of the AFC Championship game where New England takes on Jacksonville. And the day kicks off at 12 Eastern with the NFL Today presented by Jeep. Let's talk some college football. We're joined right now by the head football coach at the University of Houston. Second season as Cougars head coach. He led Houston to a bowl game last season. Houston's out quickly. They're 2-0 this season, and they're at Texas Tech on Saturday. We are joined by Cougars head coach, Major Applewhite. Major, so good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jim?
Doing great. Major, nice to visit with you. Thank you. You're coming off a 45-18 win over Arizona on Saturday. You guys look great. You jumped out to a 31-0 lead. So let me start right there. What does a blowout win against a big-time program like Arizona mean for both you and your program?
Well, it's tremendous. I mean, it just goes to show that our conference, the American Athletic Conference, you saw it last year with Central Florida. You saw it with us years previous, Memphis as well. It's a great brand of ball that we play, and sometimes those titles and those kind of hashtags in terms of conference and P5 and all that kind of stuff, it gets thrown out the window once you kick it off.
Major Applewhite joining us. Now, Derek King had a huge day. He passed for 4 touchdowns. He rushed for a couple of more in Saturday's win. I know you've got high expectations for him, but how impressed were you with him, and especially given that he's running a new offense?
Well, it's his relationship with Coach Briles, and Kendall's done a great job with him. And Derek, unfortunately, came in as a quarterback but had a lot of injuries. He wasn't able to go through some spring practices and fall camps as a quarterback all the way through. And he made it through all of our spring practices, all of our fall camp. And Coach Briles has done a tremendous job with him and the offense. And he's the kind of guy, Jim, that just dials into everything you say. He is locked in. He's a competitor. He's one of those guys that you're blessed to coach.
New Hampshire, I'm glad you brought up the intangibles and talk about how competitive he is, because I've also heard you talk about that when it came to recruiting him, you knew that he was a good person because you met with his parents, and then you started to dig a little bit further, and you talked to other people who had played with and against him in high school. In terms of him being a competitor, what did you learn about him as you were recruiting him?
Well, you know, being a 5'11" quarterback myself, and then also recruiting one, you just see their intentions, their heart, their eyes, and he's got a giant chip on his shoulder, and he was just respected throughout the city. And, you know, Jim, my mom, she taught first grade for 45 years, and she told me if I can give you one piece of advice in recruiting is understand that apple trees make apples. And when you go into a home, you study those parents, and you see what they're all about because that's what their kid's going to be about. And, you know, met his parents, met his family, and I was like, I love these people. This guy's a tremendous competitor, whether he plays quarterback, wide receiver, or whatever, and all he needed was a shot. And he just needs to keep being himself, which is a humble and hungry guy.
Houston head football coach Major Applewhite is my guest. You know, and then we had Ed Oliver on the program recently, Major, and I had him on, and you and I have talked about him in the past, but as you've had a chance to spend more and more time with him, what is it about Ed Oliver that makes him such a unique player?
His energy. You know, his energy, and he just, you know, sounds corny, but he's just got a zest for life, man. I mean, he loves to be around teammates. He loves football. He loves challenges. He loves people saying he can't do this or he's not the best at this. And, you know, there's a lot of similarities between he and Derek, our quarterback, as well. I mean, just that fire that you want to see in your competitors.
You know, the thing also, Major, that's really impressive to me about Ed Oliver is when you talk to him, you know that the NFL, although that's very much a part of his future, it's something that he views as a long way off, and that the only thing that really seems to matter to him right now is a conference championship and a New Year's Bowl game. So when you've got a star player like Oliver who's focused on a goal like that, how much does that impact the rest of the team?
Tremendously. And you know, he wants to do it. He wants to leave a mark. You know, he understands that there's things beyond, you know, the University of Houston and his experiences here, but he wants to leave a lasting mark, and he's very prideful in his city and his set and where he comes from. And that's something that you know, he's put his mind completely on. And like you said, other guys feed off of that. They feel that energy, and they're right there along with him because they're thinking, shouldn't he be thinking about first round? Shouldn't he be thinking about Heisman? And he's like, no. We've got a conference championship to win, but more importantly, we've got Texas Tech this weekend on the road.
Talking about Texas Tech, as you get ready for them and they're on the road, what concerns you the most about them as a team?
Well, they're a difficult team to play out there, and it's our first true road trip. We had an away game, but that was, you know, intercity rival, right? So this is the first time that we're going on the road. It's a tremendous environment. It's a great place to play as an away opponent. But it's just for our guys understanding four quarters. It's always been that way. This will be the seventh time I've been out there as a player and a coach, and every one of those games goes four quarters, and you've got to be prepared to fight 15 rounds. There is no such thing as an early knockout out there. They score a lot of points. You've got to be locked in for 3-4 hours.
We're talking to Major Applewhite. Cougars 2-0 so far, and they've got that big game coming up against Tech. You know, there's a notion in coaching circles that you can make huge improvements from week one to week two. So what did you see in your team from the first game to the second game, and then how do you build on that for the third game?
Well, we played better in the first half against Arizona than we did against Rice. And a lot of that's, you know, first game jitters, you know, just new experiences, things like that. So we played better in the first half against against Arizona. For us, it's like any other coach, putting together full quarters. But we talked to our team about it on Sunday. It's just, you know, continue to trust your process. We don't need to do anything different unless it's going to make us better. But just being deliberate. Where do we need to get better? Let's not sit here and just adore this Arizona tape. Let's watch it quickly, get it over with, get it out of our system. And let's focus on the things that we need to do to be the best team this Saturday at 3 o'clock.
And then back in the spring, you talked about the fact that a mentor had told you that it might take 12 or 18 months before you really feel like it's your program. Is it an accurate statement in your mind? And does it feel like it is your program now?
I do. I think it has a lot to do, and not pointing fingers but in saying this, but it takes everybody a year to work together. It takes everybody a year. It takes, you know, the calendar, whether it's recruiting days, official visits, signing day, off season, spring practice, summer workouts. It takes an entire year to go through that calendar and create your expectations for each time of the year and each event that's coming around the corner. And I think everybody gets a feel for that. And as you go into your second year, hey, this is where we had a pitfall, or this is where we can capitalize, we can make this even more successful than when we did it last year. So I think, yeah, a full calendar year, 18 months, something like that, it helps you feel more comfortable about what's coming around the corner and people are able to do their jobs better.
Major Applewhite joins us for a few more moments. Now, when you took over, the players talked about the fact that you do not raise your voice very often, but when you do, it means something. You've made the point that when Mac Brown raised his voice, it would get your attention. What have you taken from Mac Brown that you've applied to your own head coaching style?
Well, just focus on the things that matter. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on in a building. There's a lot of things that a head coach can get his hands into if he wants to. You just got to be smart and understand where you need to focus your time. And where your time needs to be focused is on your players. And that is your job, is to raise young men that can graduate, get their degree, create earning power, and play great football and win championships in the process. So this second time around, a lot more time. I'm able to spend time with players throughout the day and see where I can help them and give them their resources to accomplish their goals. I mean, coaches, winning, schemes, and all those kind of things, I get it. I'm with you. But that's ultimately our job, is to give those young men every resource humanly possible to get the best degree, create earning power, and win championships. And don't make it any more complicated than that.
So then at the end of the day, and I talked to Carson Palmer about this, Major, earlier today, and as another quarterback, you can relate to this. He was talking about his brother, and I said, what is it about Jordan? And does he have a knack for the way he sees the game? And he said, you know what? Just because you play the game does not mean you can coach, and just because you can coach does not mean you can teach. So in your opinion, how much of being a head coach is about teaching the game of football, and then how much of that is about developing relationships and then motivating your players?
It's more of the latter. You know, it's more about the teaching. Football is not very complicated. You know, we make it complicated as coaches. Keep it very simple. Work on the person. You know, work on the discipline that you have to have each and every day. Work on the work ethic. Work on the belief system, them believing in themselves, developing confidence, and they'll start executing that play better.
Let me finally ask you this. I mean, you're 1 year removed from Hurricane Harvey and the impact that it had on the city of Houston and on your program, and it meant that you had to evacuate the city, support your players who were dealing with it. And then when you come back, you organize trucks to take supplies to people who had survived. I know you're focused on tech, but when you look back on that whole experience from last year, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Well, it's you know, one that I feel very fortunate and blessed to it not affect my family as much as it did people around us in our city. At the same time, it makes you feel very prideful to live in a city that works the way they did to bring everybody back on their feet again. And, you know, you see this getting ready to happen, you know, on the East Coast right now. And, you know, your heart goes out to people that are getting ready to have tremendous life changes. But it showed me a lot about our players, showed me a lot about our staff and incredible, you know, our city, just the way our city reached out to each other and helped each other through this. That's the big lesson. That's what I hope our players learned as well.
Covering an awful lot of ground. So you've got Houston coming off a really, really nice win over Arizona. Next challenge, Texas Tech on Saturday. The Cougars are 2-0, and they're coming off a bowl game last season. Their head coach, Major Applewhite, my guest. Major, so good to get caught up. I appreciate your time this week, and it's really nice to have you on the show, and I appreciate that relationship. Thank you.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me again, Jim. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. Great talking to you, Major. Thank you very much. Major Applewhite, he's got just a way about him, right? He's very, very calming and, like, soothing almost. Like, he... Very, very cerebral, obviously, but tough-minded and extremely competitive. And he definitely has a way about him. I thought that was a great hire at Houston. And they're out quickly. They're 2-0, coming off a big win over Arizona. Arizona might be out of sorts, but one of the reasons they're out of sorts is because that beatdown Houston laid on them. Next up, Texas Tech. Getting ready for the third hour. We'll talk some more college football to start that hour off. Seth Luttrell, who's the head coach at North Texas, will be joining us at the top of the hour. Ending this hour at Great Blue Dini 4 tweets. Vance, are you not wanting to talk about the Beatles because of the climate in America? It has to be the climate in America, right? No. No, that's not why I'm not talking about that.
Climate in America.
Dear Jim. Did you just say that Le'Veon Bell is having a one-man party? Can I join? Signed, Sir Paul McCartney. I'm not talking about it. If I'm 2 hours in and I haven't talked about it yet, it stands to reason we will not talk about it in hour number three. Why? Not because of the climate in America, but because, quote, I'm just not a Beatles guy. If I didn't like their music, it would stand to reason I really don't have much time for that story. Stop bringing it up. And stop asking why a guy like that who's 74 would choose to talk about something like that when he's 74. Like, it never came out before. So why is it coming out now? I don't know, and I don't care. neither here nor there. I can make an argument as to why Dustin Johnson is a story that I would cover on this show. I can make no argument to cover that story involving the Beatles. Regardless of whether or not Jason Stewart used to work on this show. It's irrelevant. Seth Luttrell, next segment. And I'm still looking for one good phone call. 2 hours in, I have not seen one. I've seen dozens of phone calls, just not one good phone call. Don't go anywhere. We're talking North Texas football next, and then we'll try your phone calls.